Thank you very much, Dr. Modi. Very passionate and inspiring idea. I'd now like to welcome our second speaker, Councillor Rod Fyfe from the City of Greater Bendigo, if you'd like to come and speak to us for a few moments. Thank you. Can you please welcome Rod?
Thank you very much, Felicity Ann. I'd like to start by acknowledging the traditional owners and pay my respects to any elders both past and present. I think without a shadow of doubt today that we've learnt that the pillars will be of use to local government here in Victoria and indeed right across Australia. We will become more and more aware of culture, and not only will we become more and more aware of it, we will continue to develop it, refine it and use it to help our communities. And that is the bottom line, and I think that is the bottom line that we need to be striving for. The other thing that I'd like to touch on today is just some of the little bits and pieces that we do in Bendigo that may help you formulate some ideas, also to look forward to where we should be going from here. Bendigo has been fortunate, I think, in that we've had semblances of a cultural and arts strategy and policy since around about the 1990s. Certainly since amalgamation, it was a conscious effort that we developed that. And we have very passionate people in our community who are driving that, as well as councillors who are in favour of it, but also some who aren't in favour of it, don't get me wrong. I think one of the great things that came out of 10 years of drought and the bushfires was that we found that we could successfully use culture and our arts and our communities to meld together, to help each other, to help make Bendigo a better place. There's no two ways about the drought. It did affect people in many different ways, and there was a lot of programs that we put in place, both physically and indeed emotional programs, to help people get through those stressful times. And again, with the bushfires. I just want to have a brief overview of and set the context in Bendigo for you. Bendigo has a cultural precinct of around about 4 hectares, which is set on Roslyn Park. It has the QEO, the home of one form of culture, the theatre, the art gallery, which has got the white wedding dress. I need to put in a plug for that, so come and have a look. It's only a few more weeks to go. And, of course, Roslyn Park itself. We do have a variety of programs that we deliver, and they are all underpinned by our arts and cultural strategy and policy. For example, we have a community arts grant of around about $50,000, and we're looking to increase that. We've got applications from our arts community for funding in excess of $100,000, and so we do need to build that up. That is a grant that is given to them up to $5,000 where they can develop their own ideas, develop their own practices, develop their own things that they want and are part and parcel of the community. We have three particular venues, Dudley House, the Capitol Theatre and the Conservatory, which we have available for people to use. Now, some of those are charged for, some of those are free to the community after making application. And some of those programs that we run in those venues hang off the key major artistic events and cultural events that we have in other places, whether it be the Bendigo Easter Festival, which is the longest running festival in Australia and has a strong Chinese component, or whether it be something else that we are developing at the time. In addition, we have Summer in the Parks, the Multicultural Community Festival, Artist Run Spaces, and a lot of other community arts precincts and arts hubs that we want to develop. We want to develop them as a means of encouraging people to be art practitioners. Just as John said earlier on today, if you're going to have a VFL team or an AFL team, you need people starting at the start, and this is what we're trying to develop. Develop the young children, the young adults, the older adults and so on like that, so that they understand what is involved with the arts, understand what is involved with culture, and then can use it for themselves and their community. There are many other strategies that we have that are embedded in other strategies as well. For example, the health and wellbeing strategy has got embedded in that, arts and cultural components. We look at other economic development that has got arts and cultural components embedded in that, because it is an important part for our community. Let's look forward now. What can we look at? Well, I think for local government, we do need to make sure that we've got arts and cultural strategies and policies. In Bendigo, we're looking at separating the two so that we've got a... 2 minutes, holy hell. What do you think this is? This is a councillor speaking, woman. And a teacher to boot. Okay, I'll wind it up really quickly. We are looking to separate our arts and our cultural strategies and policies so that we've got two separate streams. Funding is absolutely fundamental and critical to any success. And indeed, in our present cultural and arts strategy, we have committed 1% of the value of infrastructure that the council puts up to be put into arts and cultural funding. So that is, for every $1 million that we invest in our community, we put aside $10,000 for that. Collaboration, absolutely critical, again, if we're going to succeed, particularly when we have a range of municipalities that surround the bigger municipalities. Like, for example, Chris's Central Goldfields is next to us. Therefore, we need to share... We need to share not only resources, but we need to share people. And indeed, the last and not the least of all is that we do need to invest in the future, whether it be for arts and arts practitioners, whether it be for ourselves. But whatever we do, we need to have the intellect and the funding going hand in hand to help not only our cultural component of our communities, but also our artistic component of the communities as well. Thank you very much. Thank you.